foster self-esteem, or does self-esteem foster academic success? Does high social status cause high self-esteem, or does high self-esteem help you to gain high social status? Do alcoholics drink because they hate themselves, or do they hate themselves because they drink? Do people like themselves because they do well in job interviews, or do they do better in interviews because they like themselves? These are classic chicken and egg questions. Just as eggs come from chickens and chickens come from eggs, it seems that self-esteem grows out of your circumstances in life, and your circumstances in life are influenced strongly by your self-esteem. Which came first? The question has serious implications for your success at raising your self-esteem. If external circumstances determine self-esteem, then all you have to do to improve your self-esteem is to improve your circumstances. Let's say you have low self-esteem because you never graduated from high school, you're short, your mom hated herself, you live in the slums, and you're 100 pounds overweight. All you have to do is go to night school and get your degree, grow about 6 inches, have been raised by a different mother, move to Beverly Hills, and lose 100 pounds. It's a cinch, right? But you know you'll never make it. There's nothing you can do about your parents or your height. Your only hope is that things are the other way around.